Questions are all around us.
Learn.
Why is liquid cold?
Learn.
What is maths?
Learn.
Why does this, ow, hurt?
Learn.
What is the Enlightenment?
I don't know.
And now, thanks to the University of Auckland, it's time to ready, steady, learn.
Woo-hoo-hoo-hoo. Hi, Matt Bastian, how are you?
I'm good.
Thanks very much for coming in this morning.
Thank you.
You're in the final year of a BCom Law degree, and you've got a thing called Hypebeat, and it's an app.
Yeah.
Everybody wants to make an app. Everybody wants to make a music app. Tell us about Hypebeat.
Right. So, as a group of friends, we had so many musicians that we were surprised that they just weren't discovered. You know, we were showing them to all our friends, and people were going crazy. But it's just like, why are there not more people that know about these artists? And so it sort of
my cousin's the Jimi Hendrix and Northland man.
Exactly. Sort of thing. Exactly. Yeah. So it sort of dawned on us that in the new age of, you know, digital music, social media, streaming, it's as much about doing what works for your business and your brand as a musician as it is about creating great music. And so what Hypebeat does is it helps musicians understand what works based on musicians like them that have made
what works on in the as far as it comes to selling and marketing music.
So strategically. So
it doesn't teach you how to make a song, doesn't teach you what's a hit song, it teaches you how to, once you've done the creative bits, how to not waste your time flicking it in the wrong places.
Exactly, yeah. Because it's pretty obvious to us that musicians are nailing it with the music. You know, like how many times have you logged on to, 95BFM and heard a song that you think is absolutely killer? Like, there's amazing music out there by amazing musicians, but it's just like, why is that not musician not bigger?
And of course, and not every location is as all embracing as we are, you know. And but that does my head in when there's a song that's really big on BFM and then it gets lost in the mire, you know, because it's like, where to next, you know, sort of thing.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, it's a great jumping off point, and we're happy to help, but I mean, we can't do everything, you know.
Yeah.
So how does it work? Is it all, is this the foul old algorithms and data, and what are you doing?
Yeah.
drift netting through the world.
So there are two steps to how we help musicians get discovered. So the first step is we help musicians understand what's working for them currently. So you can do, 1,000 different actions, like how you market yourself, how many gigs you're doing, where you're doing it, where people are listening. There are 1,000 different things you can do. So the first thing we do is just simply show people what's working for them. And then you can also...
How do you define working?
Like, right.
How do you define what's succeeding and what's not?
So we've got 3 key measures. So how many people are talking about you in, on the internet, around how much PR are you getting, how much
buzz,
hype do you have?
Street buzz. Yeah.
So how much hype? Second one, how many people are actually listening to your music? So that's, pretty easy to measure for us. Very hard for a musician.
Does that mean that you need to get access, or the app needs to get access to things like Bandcamp, Spotify, and iTunes and all that sort of stuff? Is that hard?
Well, it's hard if you're not a developer, but thankfully we've got some really awesome, really smart people in our team that
So that information is available, you just have to know where to get
So if the information's public, you can basically get it.
Cool. And so then you sort of say, look, things are going very well in this particular platform here, and this you could work a little bit harder here. And have you tried it out? I guess it must be. You must have an element of success with it so far.
So we've been talking to New Zealand musicians and Australian musicians for the last few months, and we're actually at the stage that we're looking for even more people to help us test our initial prototypes before we release it fully. So if people are interested in a pre-release go with our technology to see how they can get discovered, we're always looking for people.
That'd be awesome. How do they get hold of you?
So the easiest way is finding us, going to our Facebook page, which is Hypebeat Music on Facebook, or our website, which is hypebeat.io. And then if you sign up to our newsletter, we'll get back to you pretty shortly. So.
And so when you sort of once you sort of point people in the right direction, have you been seeing results? Just in these early stages?
Yeah. So,
cool.
Since it is such an early stage, we're still refining our methods. Because, you know, it's...
Hey, we're all learning.
Yeah. And also, we can recommend things that are, you know, completely obvious to some musicians, or some things that are really, really niche for other musicians. So we're still finding the balance between presenting really actionable feedback. You know, it's like, say you want to put on a gig in Melbourne, for instance, which for some musicians that we've been talking to, that's a reality. And so they need to know exactly what venue to be hitting and how to reach the people that go to that venue to promote their gig and all these type of things if you can't necessarily partner with someone in Melbourne.
Yeah.
So now you can do that with a few clicks. So
how does it work from the other end? How does it work where can the venue sort of register as well with you guys? Or is it a big community, isn't it, all of a sudden?
Yeah.
And do you have the problem with... you know, the thing is with musicians, very creative. Have you had this problem? So, look, I actually know better. I know better. I know how I want to do my thing.
Yeah. So, at no point are we trying to change how musicians do their things.
Of course.
Exactly.
Stifle the creativity.
The way we actually came up about it was, like, we're pretty convinced musicians can do their thing. It's just now... we're helping people figure out the best, you know, business or brand decisions. So, you know, often people have amazing, you know, profiles or, you know, even their content. And it's just like, well, how do you put that in the best possible light and place it in the right ways and talk to the right people?
And how does it work for you guys? How do you make money off it? What's the commercial sort of side of it?
Yeah. So for all the people that we're testing this with, we're not, you know, trying to get money off anyone because we want to see
if it works. Subscriber thing sort of thing.
After we've fully tested out our tech, we'll be doing a freemium model, so you know you can use our system to track how you're doing for free or to see how others are doing for free to a point. And then if you want, you know, recommended actions and the next steps for you based on your stage, your genre, your location. And like deep
so if you had a competitor band that you were sort of was like your nemesis, sort of see what they were doing.
Cut them off
at the pass.
Yeah, to the extent that it's public information.
Yeah, so of course.
You can't see how much.
All in good fun.
Yeah, you won't be able to see how much money they're putting on their promotions or anything like that because that's, you know, pretty sensitive. But you can still see, you know, like pick a song release or an EP release. You can go through and understand exactly why that strategy was so successful or not successful.
Cool. All right. Well, so if people want to sign up, they can go to your Facebook page, which is Hypebeat Music.
On Facebook or hypebeat.io is our website.
And when are you sort of hoping to have it up and running full steam?
So we're going 100% in the next 3 to 4 weeks with that entire testing process.
Shit.
And then we're going to do a big proper release later. So this is literally...
Will you come and have a hoot and holler about it up here?
Oh,
please.
Would love to, yeah.
Awesome. All right, man. Hey, thank you very much, Matt.
Thank you.
That's Matt Bastian talking about his music app that he and his friends have developed called Hypebeat.
That was Ready, Steady, Learn. Thanks to the University of Auckland, the best university.